like to make a clean glass of everything before you tonight. Then, what shall it be to begin with? Oh, dear me, the words seem to stick in my throat. Then she took two more cups to clear the pipes. First of all, I must confess that I am a bad girl. You might gather with ease that I was not brought up as a blessed pet in a respectable family. As you know, it is written all over me. You see, however, if any girl of this quarter were to act like an unsophisticated girl after a fashion of the lotus flower in the muddy pond, she would neither thrive nor be a success. You see? Therefore, all my clients, except for you, are but my counterparts in nature. Do you understand me? Once in a while, however, I would restore my real self and quiet and feel shy or painful of my present condition. Oh, how I wish I could marry a husband and start a sweet home. Nonetheless, one thing I regret is that I am not in a position to carry it out. In spite of myself, you see, I cannot afford to neglect my paying customers. So I have to lavish my well-assorted lip services. Say, my love, my soul, or my first love. But one in a hundred would take me at my word and ask for the hand of this nasty character. Why then, I do not know if my acceptance will lead me to real happiness and ultimate satisfaction. To speak the truth, I swear I fell in love with you from the first. So I cannot endure your absence even for a day. But if you were to ask me to be your wife, what shall I say? The long and the short of my story is that I do not like to be possessed, but I love you under the rose. After all, I am but a prostitute. By the way, who in the world do you think has made a prostitute of me? In fact, I am an incorrigible deformation with the accumulated karma of two generations before me have molded. My father's life was a miserable one, too. I stood bewildered and in tears. Nobody was good enough to ask me why. If any of them were to ask after me by chance, who would care to cover the loss for a squalid chick? I should believe, I tell thee, I might very probably have thrown myself into a pond or a river, provided only I could find one. Believe me, my dearest, I cannot express more than a hundredth of my sorrow I felt at that moment. It is from that time that I have gone out of my senses.